I thought that terminology arose from Nigeria until I bought a book written in the late 70s by David Wilkerson. And I saw him call it the devil's box. And every good Christian should get rid of it from their living rooms. Who born you may you wear jewelry? Use makeup. You are saying God made you down. You want to make yourself up. I've heard it preached before. That when they make up, meaning that we are not being well made, so they want to make up. God is not good enough. I said, bro, why do you dress up? Why don't you dress down? Are you saying God didn't clothe you enough when he gave it to you? Now, I'm bringing out an issue in all of these things. That was the extreme people were in. Then I entered university. Around the time, this is after the Archbishop Benson that also had come to preach in Nigeria. My God is not a poor God. And we'll sit down. Redemption Hour on Sundays was a show for us to watch. The first man of God with Agbada. The embroidery on the Agbada, that time we used to call it Jackan. I never heard the word embroidery. It was Jackan. The Jackan in the Agbada, from top to bottom. And you wear a long chain with the cross at the end of it. And we would look at the women in church with gele. Hey, these people are very carnal. Then I entered campus. Righteousness is of the heart. It's not outward. So girls will be wearing pata to church, to fellowship. So it doesn't matter. God doesn't look on the outside. You see, from one extreme, what are we diving into? The other extreme. You know how do you know the difference between a harlot and a Christian again? I'm telling you, look, you just be wondering. Wait, oh. Is this one? Because the Bible talks about the attire of a harlot. You can identify who is a harlot by how she's dressed. How do you know a madman? Is it because she comes and says, please, this is my card. I've not been taking my medicine. I'm a patient. Is that how you know a madman? Do you get my point? I'm trying to say something. The problem we had is the problem of what? Balance. Yes, we needed to get out of the extreme of how we dressed as if all the problems of the world was on our shoulders. But it didn't mean we should not get to the extreme of dressing as if the devil and us, we are friends. You know, some of those designers are agents of Satan. I hope you know. I'm not saying that because I'm preaching. And I want to sound good. Take it from me, I believe with all my heart. They are agents of Satan. Some of them know, others don't. I am not joking about what I am saying. Very few things that have a lot of influence in the world is innocent. Some are deliberately conjured to spread iniquity. It's just that people are too ignorant. They have not read around much. Now, let me get back to this issue of the will of God. I'm talking about balance. All the while that I've been preaching, I've been trying to explain something. Those who don't hear us thoroughly, we probably think that we are saying that God does not speak to people. I have never said that. But what I have said is that Christians have thought that that's all God does. Oh boy, have you woken up? Do you want to wear a black shirt or white shirt? It's my will. Wear a white one. So when the man comes out in the morning, say, bro, how come you're wearing a white shirt when you know today we're going to cut grass and clean church? Say, when I woke up this morning, my spirit said, they cast away all reasoning because there was a time we had so much teaching about being led by the Spirit of God. You are getting the principle. One of my younger friends in the Lord the other day, he was writing a book and he gave it a title which to me was quite horrible. Very beautiful book. So I wanted to correct him about the title. So you know the first question I asked, this is the interesting thing. The first question I asked him, I said, oh boy, how did you come about that title? Did you cook it up or the Lord spoke to you about it? There's a reason why I asked that question. Because sometimes when you want to reason with people, they say, you know, when I was praying, that was all God told me to use as the title. This horrible title. Once you say it is God, I will keep quiet. May I not be found arguing against God? And let me tell you another thing. People should be careful. Let me just beg you now, all of you are here. Please avoid using the word God said, except you read it from the Bible one, or it came by such a dramatic manifestation that you can never doubt the fact that it was God that said it. All these impressions you had in your heart in the morning is not God said. It's better to say, it seemed good to me, or it was impressed upon my heart, or I feel strongly persuaded about this, or when I woke up this morning, this thought stayed on my heart, and I perceive it is the Spirit of God. That's a better way. Do you get the point? If I send you a text message, it is not from my phone. I didn't put Banky on it. You say the wording is like Banky. You'll be crazy to go around quoting that Banky said. It's not from my phone. I didn't sign it with my name. It's just that you say, the way he introduced the scripture, this is a Banky kind of text. If you thought it was me, what you should say is, I got a text message. I think it's from Banky. I'm not sure, but I think he's the one. He's the one that writes like this. Do you understand my point? So that tomorrow when you find out that there's another guy who writes like him, say, okay, no wonder I was confusing it with. Now, I'm trying to explain something. Avoid using the word, the expression, God said, except one, you read it in the scriptures, or two, it came to you by such a dramatic manifestation. Let me explain what I mean by dramatic manifestation. You woke up one morning and your door opened and an angel walked in and said, my name is Gabriel. I sit beside God in heaven. I behold his face daily. He said, I should tell you, behold, you shall be with child and you shall bring forth this. Do you get my point? Yes. If it is dream self, say I dreamt. Because dreams, they are fantastical. A man eats in a particular fashion, he will dream. And when we're young, they tell you that if you're having a bad dream and you wake up, find out you are facing the left side of the room, just turn and face the right side, the dream will go away. And it always worked. At least I thought so. It always appeared to work. Please, what am I trying to explain? I'm bringing out the issue that why I have to explain in details about the normal work of a believer is the fact that Christians had gotten to an extreme. You like a woman, they say, God said I should marry her. What is your problem? It is honest enough to say, there's nothing wrong with liking people. Every young man that doesn't like a woman has a problem, you know that. So you're not alone. I mean, if he doesn't like now, he will like later. The Lord is good. No, I'm just trying to explain something. So there's nothing, you know, it's just that people, you know, people think that it is not Christian to be interested in a woman. You're going to marry yourself. What's wrong with you? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. So if it is you that like, just say simply. You know, people, when they wanted to gather courage, you go and say, Pastor, as I was praying, for this last 5 weeks, you know, when you declare that fast, I started fasting. Then when you say we should end it, my spirit said I should continue. And I continue for another 1 week. Since then, when I wake up in the morning, faith, you will come to my heart. And I thought it was the scripture. I began to read Hebrews chapter 11. Then one last time I came to your office, you know that sister was there, and you introduced her and you said her name is Faith. Then suddenly I realized that it is her name that has been come. You tell me that kind of story. I'll just be waiting for, okay, so now that you have received her name from heaven, what is the issue? You won't marry? He said, yes, sir. That's what you should have started with. All this story you are telling me, how God led you, what concerns me? I've heard more dramatic stories and the sister refused. So what is the problem? Just that the man doesn't know how to just come simply. Say, sir, I see flower. Last night when I come to your office, okay, I want your permission to pursue after plucking it. It's no big deal. Just say it like that. The Lord is good. So that's the reason why we have to explain all those things. That listen, there is a way by which God expects people to walk. And that is by using that which is what? Revealed already. That which is already revealed. This is the will of God concerning you, he said, your sanctification. That you abstain from all fleshly lust, that no one defrauds any other brother. You know, basic righteous living is the will of God. We don't pray about that. And that's what we should exercise ourselves in. Let me say it again. I don't believe that Christians are supposed to go and learn. Listen, learn how to hear the voice of God. I don't believe it. When Samuel heard God, God shouted in his head. When Moses heard God, he was just going about his business. He now saw a strange sight. Did God not reveal his will to Nebuchadnezzar? Was he a believer? So let's take it easy. Read your scriptures. Most people that God spoke to, they were saying, God, why are you talking to me? Jeremiah was walking one day, God said, come. Before I knew you, before you knew yourself, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. Jeremiah said, wait, are you sure you're talking to me? That the man didn't exercise himself in trying to hear. Listen, what he exercised himself in, which everybody should, is how to obey once it has been revealed to you. Once there is a readiness of heart to obey, God knows how to communicate. I don't know whether you hear what I said. Once the heart is ready to obey God, he knows how to communicate his will. That is why I have found out, and I keep preaching it, the major job of a believer in life is to be corrected. Let me say it again. That the major assignment you have in life is to have your heart corrected. And the place where the believer is supposed to improve in perfection is in the presence of the teaching of the word of God. Are you getting my point? He said the word of God is profitable for what? For correction. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm bringing out something here. It is the things we have not yet been corrected concerning that are preventing us from knowing the will of God. My best example, I don't know why it's such a good example, is this matter of marriage. The will of God is straightforward. Did I hear an amen? If you remove all the hindrances, when you see a woman for the first time, you are liking her, then they say, oh, she's not from your state too. You know, you suddenly slow down. As called stronghold, it has risen up to block you from the will of God. Stronghold. Suddenly you are discovering things that cannot be defended in the light of the word of God. As long as you hold on to those things, no matter how much you claim you are keen in spiritual hearing, you can't hear jack. Anything you hear will be of Satan. Let me tell you about spiritual communications. The Bible says that if we ask according to his will, he does what? He hears. So it is not the volume of shouting that makes God hear. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is not the length of prayer that makes God hear. It is not the number of that goes with the prayer. It is not the volume of tongues spoken. It is that we ask in accordance with his will. He said, okay, how do I know the will of God? When he talks like that, God is very, very kind. He's not talking about high falutin will of God. He's talking about basic will of God. I want a car, Father. God said, why are you asking? He said, Emeka has bought one. That is the pride of life. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That is asking against the will of God. Do you follow what I'm saying? I want a car. God said, why are you asking? You said, be fruitful and multiply. My business needs it for running around. My ministry needs it. Now I have a wife. She's about to deliver. Are you getting what I'm saying? Look, God delights, the Bible says, in the prosperity of his servants. That's asking in accordance with his will. Well, I want a new car. That's why. He said, as a man of God, when I get to a place, I should step out and express prosperity. You're a fool. You've not heard that Paul said we were poor, yet we're making many rich. All the babalawos, they crawl to their longos. Where are they? Inside mansion? Don't give me those kind of nonsense reasoning. That's asking not according to the will of God. Let's not sit on that. I'm trying to explain something. So when we're talking about hearing spiritually, It's not the volume of speech. It's the kind of heart that is talking and the kind of heart that is listening. Do you get what I'm trying to say? God speaks all the time. There's one thing one brother said once. He said, God speaks all the time. Let me put my own words. The word of God is always going forth. It's always going forth. That's why God can speak to Abraham once for the next 15 years. He doesn't hear any other thing, but he's constantly obeying that one he heard. Every word that God releases, listen to me, saints of God, has so much depth in it. You only hear the fragment you can imbibe at each time. God can say to you, go. And today it means go downstairs. So, brother Fred, I'm on my way. Say, why? God said go. And in your mind, all you are going to is where? Downstairs. Then before you get downstairs, understanding has come to you. And suddenly you see that there is a mission across the road. Then the word go is amplified. You cross the road. Then you get to the other side. He said, no, it's not only Enugu. God wants us to conquer the whole of Nigeria. Go takes you to Abuja. One word you have heard is what? Go. God has not repeated himself. Your ability to hear has been expanding. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is why I tell you, you don't need to go and rehearse how to hear. You need to improve the state of your heart. The more your heart is in tune with God, the more you can hear. Because one word from God is loaded. Come on. I told you at the beginning, when we read from Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the deep. And then hovering over the surface of the waters. He said, and God said. Remember what I said? God did not speak English. God did not speak Hebrew. There was no human being to the present to hear those languages. All God did was, and there was light. When it was time to move the firmament, separate the waters with the firmament, God just looked. Now, I'm bringing out something. The depth of what was inside God's heart erupted again. And then the waters separated. One day I read the scripture. I called my wife. I said, come and see that thing I've been preaching. I finally found the scripture. In David said that by the blast of thy nostrils, the earth was created. What am I saying? When God said, let the earth bring forth. All he did was, meanwhile, that he said, the earth will produce leaf, will produce stem, will produce this. It will keep producing and producing. Why? Because God just said, So when God said, be fruitful and multiply. Listen, hey God. Somebody called me the other day, we're talking. He said, sir, when you say 300, he said, it depends on who you are talking to. He said, when somebody says 300, you have to know who's talking before you can get what he said. He said to an average person, 300, I was talking about Naira. It means 300 literal Naira. 1, 2, 3, 200, 250, 299, 300. To some people, when they say, oh boy, can I have my 300 back? He's talking about 300,000 Naira. In certain circles, when they are discussing, say, so how much is it going to be? Says 300. You think 300 will be enough? What they are talking about is 300 million Naira. My friend showed me photographs. He said, oh, this is a house we bought for madam. I said, I said, how much? He said, 70 apiece. I knew instantly. It was a terrace building of 6 portions. He said, 70 apiece. I knew the house was bought for 420 million Naira. He didn't have to say further. Because the madam, I knew who he was talking about. That you don't buy a house for 70,000 Naira. What am I saying? God can say to you, go, receive 70. It doesn't say more than that. Today you will rejoice over 70,000. Then you wake up tomorrow and say, no, the Lord must have been saying 70 million. Then that's it. You will receive 70 million. Then one day you say, no, it cannot be. It couldn't have been in Naira. I think he was talking about 70 million. God said, fine. As your heart enlarges, do you get the point I'm making? The emphasis for believers is in the ability to receive, not how to tune your frequency, you know. If the voice comes immediately after praying, it is the voice of God. It's a lie. When Jesus finished praying, who appeared? Satan. After fasting and fasting and fasting, who appeared? Satan. He said, oh boy, you are finished fasting. Are you not hungry? He said, I know you have the power. Turn this stone to bread. Was it God? It was not God. People have said that the voice, if it brings peace to your heart, it is the voice of God. It's not true. If you're a wicked man, the voice of God brings disturbance to your soul. Are you getting what I'm saying? I have had personal experiences. The voice of God that came to me unsettled me for the next few weeks. Why? Because the direction I was being led in was not where my heart wanted to go to. But thank God, by that time I had learned the principle of prayer. You will pray. I told you before, that's how prayer is. You will pray until your heart receives that voice with joy. So there's no... Look, I said it before. When Jehoshaphat sat down with Ahab and the prophets were prophesying, the prophets were inspired. They were not lying. But they had a lying spirit. People have seen vision for you. Oh God, I will never forget the story of Derek Prince. He was casting out demons from a lady that had a familiar spirit. For those of you who have been going to white garment churches and they have been praying for you until they see a vision, know that I'm instructing you today, desist. You have been listening to voices of familiar spirits. So Derek Prince was casting a demon from a woman that used to operate that. You saw that Paul and Co. got into trouble when they did something like that. He said, suddenly, the woman turned around. She really saw visions. You see that the people really see. Yes, they do. But there's what the Bible called lying spirits. The lady turned and said, oh, I see you in a red car wrapped around a tree. That is, he was in a red car and the car had had an accident. And the prince calmly, if you knew the man, he was a cool man. Proper English gentleman. He answered in a very calm voice that, oh, no, that's not relevant. You've seen the devil's plan for my life, and I don't walk in the devil's plan. No prayer beyond that, apart from the one of casting out the evil spirit. Never prayed about it. Never had any accident with any red or yellow or pink or brown or purple car. Died at about the age of 90. Listen, there are voices always going out, though. That's why Jesus talked about my sheep. They have to be my sheep to be able to recognize my voice. Please, I've laid that emphasis again today. I would like to close shortly, though I didn't get into what I want to say. But let me just introduce it. Why we read that scripture is that this is Christianity. Our God is very close. Are you getting my point? And indeed, God speaks to people. And a lot of us believers who have copied God said, we copied from those who God really spoke to. And they had the right to say, God said. We thought it was just part of the many expressions of Christianese. You know what I mean? Everything you want to do, you have to say, God said. People want to obey what they want to do. In my church, that's where I attend here. I got a reputation among some people of being very, very, very... My own brother told me, said, that's why I like you, Banky. You are very, very open. I will tell you simply, you know, let me give you one of the things I don't do. If we are waiting for somebody, and he said, let's just worship the Lord. I said, listen, my friend, we are waiting. We are not worshiping. All this worship that God is not happy with. He said, has the man of God come? No, he hasn't. Okay, let's worship. Let's worship. I said, listen, my friend, this is not right. This is not right. The way I normally do, I grab the microphones. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, the man of God is supposed to be here. But it's not yet here. So let us look for something to fill the time. All of us know. Do you get my point? I said, while we are waiting, let us dance and praise the Lord. Do you get my point? We already know that we are waiting. Not, oh, I just feel the presence of God very strong here. Oh, let's just continue to worship. When the truth is that you are feeling the presence of God because you can't feel the presence of the man of God. So you just have to feel the God's presence. God can't complain. Do you understand what I'm saying? His presence is everywhere. No. I don't think it is right. No, that's me. People say, oh, was that not powerful? I just saw the glory of God there. I said, my friend, why are you deceiving yourself? If you enjoyed the music, say you enjoyed it. This one, you are just saw. Some of us didn't enjoy it for your information. If you can, honestly, if you can be very sincere as a Christian, you'll go far in life. You will go very, very far. it will go very far. Are you getting the point I'm making? And that's why I have tried to explain to people. Indeed, God speaks. But let's remove all this joke that we crack. That when God now really, when somebody really hears God, we now don't know whether he's telling the truth or he's not. But let me say it again. That's what I wanted to preach today. I'll say it next time. God indeed speaks to people. God communicates directly to people. Christianity is not white garment church. It's not divination. You don't have to visit a prophet. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Your God is close to you. Are you getting my point? Paul said, why do you have to say, who will go down to heaven to go and bring that Christ Jesus from there, or go down to the depths and go and bring him up again? He said, what does he say? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. The word of faith that we preach. I'm bringing out something. Our God is close. And he speaks. To God, you are not one of the... No, let me say, you are not part of the multitude. You are one out of many. To him, you are one person. He knows the very number of hairs on your head. And he knows the number of each one. And he, before you barb your hair, he signs it. Some of those Rastafarians, God has condemned them to no barbing. I'm going to bring out something. You are unique. You are personally recognized by God. He has a specific will for your life. We have already tackled the issue of walking in the general will for everybody, walking in general righteousness. But we are going on to talk about now about the fact that God will communicate to you personally when necessary. What I wanted to do today, but I'll spend a lot of the time sharing other things, is to explain the different ways by which he communicates personally to people. About the most infrequent of the ways are things like audible voices, open visions. But listen, they may be infrequent, but they happen. Listen to me, somebody present here today. One day you'll be going and you will hear a voice and you will think somebody is calling you. And you turn around and say, who is that? And you won't see anybody. And you want to go again and then the voice will call again and you say, who is that? And you won't see anybody. It will probably call you two or three times like Samuel. And then finally you will perceive that God wants to talk to you. And once you turn and you pay attention, because one of the things God has to get from us first is what? Attention. A lot of things you see in the Bible. Moses, God has been trying to talk to Moses for a few days, maybe a few months. Moses was very busy. Then finally, God said, the only thing I can do to distract this guy is show him something unusual. He saw a bush that was burning. And he passed. He came again. The bush is still burning. This bush no go finish to the burn. They now went to go and investigate the phenomenon of the bush that burns without finishing burning. Then God said, at last, we have gotten his attention. Are you getting my point? Yes, a lot of times God wants to communicate with us, but we are too busy. Do you follow the point I'm making? These are the things we just need to get, you know, into proper order. To make time out for God. Personally, I have found, this is my own personal revelation. It may not be like that with everybody. The time God has been, I found the easiest to communicate with me or anything is when I'm studying. Do you get my point? Suddenly I start having ideas on what to preach, what to do next, what not to do. God needs your attention, he needs mine. But what I want to introduce is the fact that God is close. Everybody say, God is close. Listen, the Holy Spirit is with you. Say it. He's with me. The Holy Spirit is with me. He leads me into all truth. Listen, when it is necessary, I want you to understand this. God will send an angel to you. And you don't have to be a preacher. I have friends said, one day I was talking with a friend of mine. As people say, they have seen visions of the Lord, that is, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to them visibly. I was just talking, I said, I wonder how it is like. And the lady just turned to me and said, it happened to me once. I said, what did you say? He said, somebody I had known for some time. Eh? What did you talk? And she now went started with the story. He said, there was a time that she was sick unto death. She was unconscious for days. And then when she began to recover, she was lying down on the bed, and one day she opened her eyes and she saw the Lord just sitting at the foot of the bed looking at her. She was a young teenage girl. Things like that happen. Are you getting my point? Christianity is not Islam. We are not just learning principles. This is not Buddhism. This is not Christian Science. All those things I have found that they have laws, they have principles on how to tackle life, how to control your environment. We're not trying to do that. Jesus came to introduce God as what? Father to us. That we can come boldly and say, Abba, Father. What the word Abba is, the English word will be daddy. That is a dear word. It's the word you use for somebody you personally recognize and who knows you personally, and you have an intimate relationship with the person. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, this is Christianity. And in Christianity, God speaks to people. It is a lie for Jehovah's Witnesses to tell you that he stopped speaking once they finished completing the Bible. There was never a day everybody agreed that now we have finished completing the word that God spoke. The elders of the church at the time, the Hebrew canon was easy to understand. You understand my point? To gather the Hebrew canon was not a problem. That's Old Testament. The New Testament was the one that was a major problem. Because you see all kinds of gospels. All kinds of creatures have come up and have written their own gospels. But the elders of the church at the time settled down and using certain criteria, picked the letters. And I noticed something, the Holy Spirit guiding them. They picked only from those who heard Jesus speak directly. You say, what about Paul? Paul heard him speak directly, but it was after his resurrection. And they compiled it. Good enough, those things were actually introductions to the New Testament, to the New Covenant. The New Covenant was written, guess by who? Moses, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, or all those people. He said, Pastor Bank, what are you saying? The Bible said, this, we are living the thing that the prophets prophesied, but they didn't understand. And Peter said, they went to seek, asking that, look, this thing that the Spirit of Christ in us is testifying concerning, what is it about? And the Spirit told them, it's not for your time. It's for a time that is yet to come. And upon us, that age has come. Listen, the gospel was first preached by the prophets. Moses wrote the first gospel. Not Matthew, not Mark, not Luke, not John, not Peter, not Paul. People like Paul and Peter, they gave us the keys to understanding the prophecies of Isaiah. So when he will say, I and the children that the Lord have given me, we are for signs and for wonders. It's for us now. Every one of my physical children, their names are signs and wonders. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Our God still speaks. The Holy Spirit is near you. Angels still visit people. I have had too many testimonies of angelic visitations that even if I was an unbeliever by now, I would believe it. But I'm not an unbeliever. The testimony of the scriptures is clear. God still speaks to people. But please, let's not use the word God spoke lightly. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you like a woman, ask her to marry you. If she marries you, it's good. Amen? God doesn't have to speak. It doesn't mean he has not spoken. Are you married? Are you engaged? Are you in any active chasing? None of the above. But do you know God has already spoken concerning your marriage? You said? I'm telling you now. Let me now declare it to you. God has already spoken concerning your marriage. He has spoken concerning who you will marry. God doesn't make mistakes. So he calls the person by name. One day, he saw one young woman. He said, "Oh, Foma, come. Go and greet Banky. I want him to marry you." She didn't know that he was the one saying it. And she walked up to me. "Good afternoon, sir." I said, "How are you?" "Please, I have a few questions." I said, "Fine, girl." And that is it. I heard the voice of God. That was all. I heard this rest of the gist. That was all that happened. That's my wife. God made sure she came that day. God made sure I was around. Before I knew her, God knew you will marry that girl. And you will marry that man. Whatever reason you will have to marry him, just marry him. Deceive yourself. Tell yourself the truth. Whatever you like, do it inside your heart, just marry him. And you, man of God, sir, he will marry that girl. If you like, be confused, marry her. If you like, be clear, marry her. At the end of the day, you shall hear the word of prophecy. And the officiating priest shall say, "I pronounce you man and wife." And that is the will of God. What am I saying? God is always speaking. But there are times he will speak dramatically. He will send an angel to your room. The angel will knock you on the feet. "Wake up. Come out. Eat. We have to move. The journey is far. Where are we going? I will show you when we get there." Well, that was how they delivered Peter. Peter was sleeping. "Wake up." And the guy thought one of the guards have come again. And the guy was following the guard. Then the door started opening by itself. This is a special kind of guard. And that's one thing about God. In the prison, the angel led him till he got outside. Once he got outside, the angel said, "Sure, you can find your way." The angel didn't even tell him where to go again. The guy just said, "What's going on? Oh boy, don't vanish. I'm free. I'm outside." He knew where to go. When he got there, the door there didn't open by itself. Oh. Come. Open this one. "This angel, why are you not here?" The angel said, "I don't do my work." "This one, you knock the door." The guy knocked on the door until one little girl called Rhoda now came and said, "Eli, this is my brother Peter." Are you getting what I'm saying? A day will come. God may send an angel to you, or the Lord Jesus Christ himself may appear to you and give you instructions. He told Kenneth Hagin what to preach and what to teach. And those things still happen. I hope you've gotten my point. All right, let us pray. Let us give the Lord thanks.